Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle, folks, on your car insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone for the next few minutes? Look at pictures of food your friends ate? Nah. Call 1-888-FARMERS instead and get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
Here's some data. We will be here, the iCouple, Chris and Rob, for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. And we ask you to stay along for the ride with us. You won't be disappointed. Lots to get into. The NFL draft has been shaken, and we will definitely talk about that and still some NBA, some baseball, a lot of stuff to get into, and we will do it tonight. Let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great. I am great. Chilling, man. Looking forward to the weekend. You got any big plans?
Motown. I'm heading to Motown tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Going out.
It's been a while. I'm taking a weird flight tonight, so I'm going to fly to Detroit and get back to L.A. by Sunday. So a real quick trip.
Sunday. So when's your return flight?
So I get back Sunday night at like 11 p.m. Sunday night.
But you're leaving probably early in Detroit.
Yeah, like I'm leaving like 8:45 or something. You know what
wow.
I mean?
So you're basically going for a day.
Yeah, I mean
you won't even. You might not. You might be there 24 hours. if that. What time you arrive in Detroit?
I get in at 4:30 in the morning, which is the weirdest. Can you imagine? Like, I don't understand why we're leaving at 9:30. We get in
tonight?
At 4. Yeah, we get in at 4:30 in the morning, Chris. Like 4:30, so I got to go straight to my hotel, which I got for tonight, which I got for today, Friday. You know, because you don't check out till 1 o'clock the next day.
Right.
So then I'll just check in as soon as I get there, go to sleep for a while, and then I have an appointment at 1:15. So
you must have a big date.
Nah, I wish it was that.
Flying across country. Is this a business trip, not a personal?
Yeah, this is business. I got to take care of a couple of things. You know, I still got businesses there and whatnot.
Right.
I have to take care of some stuff, and then I'll see friends and have dinner and then come back.
You know, speaking of strange flights, Rob, I slept in a hotel one night. This was a few years ago. But, you know, flying from L.A. to Jersey to see back to see my family. So I flew to D.C. and landed in D.C. like 2 or 3 in the morning. And my next flight to Jersey was like 6 a.m. So I figured I was planning on sleeping. There was like a little chapel in the airport, and I went in there and slept. Like, it was weird, man. Nobody was in the airport. Except me and the janitor.
That's weird. It was a little weird.
It was a little weird. But,
I've never arrived at 4:30 in the morning. I think that's a weird time to get in.
Yeah. I mean, stuff usually starts popping around 5:30 or 6. Yeah, so it'll be fairly empty at 4:30.
Yeah, that's got to be like the only flight coming in at 4:30. But anyway, I'll go to Detroit. It'll be great to see some friends, you know what I mean, for a little bit, and then I'll be right back. Yep.
All right. Well, we introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on a funky Flashback Friday. That means you know Alex is in the crates, deep, knee-deep in the crates. Not just knee-deep, he's totally deep.
She was sort of knee-deep when she did the freak with me.
The freak. Okay.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Awesome song.
It's a great song. It's an all-timer.
Yes, indeed. All-time classic. We got Lead the Lap is in for super producer Rob G.
Rob G has more time off.
It's ridiculous. He's stealing money.
Hello, is this on?
Thank
Scott,
you, Lee,
Don,
for coming in. And
hello,
working.
Do you guys? Are you guys? Is this like Fox Sports Radio's run like a mom and pop store? They don't know what's going on.
Huh? Rob said that, not me.
Rob G's stealing money.
I don't know what he's doing. We got on the updates the great Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's start with the news of the day. And it's not NBA trade deadline news, which dominated yesterday, but it's the NFL. And obviously the 2021 draft is coming up. And the San Francisco 49ers and the Miami Dolphins have thrown everything into chaos. Everyone's wondering what in the heck is going on. The 49ers trade with the Dolphins. The Niners now get the 3rd pick in the draft. For the Dolphins, you know, the Dolphins will get the 12th pick, and they get some other future draft picks and draft picks this round or this year as well, but the main thing is they're moving to number 12. And then they went ahead and with Philadelphia traded the 12th pick to the Eagles for the 6th pick from Philadelphia. So now Miami has the 6th pick, and again, some other draft picks this year and in the future. And then San Francisco has the 3rd pick. And Rob, this is the fifth time recently, Lee, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the 5th time recently in the last several drafts that this has happened. A team has moved up to number 3, and every time they did it, they took a quarterback. So the speculation is all over the place that the San Francisco 49ers are going to draft a quarterback. And Rob, I believe it. Now, Adam Schefter's reported that the Niners have said Jimmy G is their quarterback this year. He's not going anywhere. It makes sense that he's the quarterback for this year because even if you draft somebody, it's a rookie, and they're a team that should be thinking they can win now, and they do think that. So do they want to put that in the hands of a rookie? So I get where they may keep Jimmy G, but Jimmy G is always hurt. Jimmy G's missed like 23 games since he's been, you know, with the Niners. I mean, it's ridiculous. As much as they may like him, he's hurt half the time.
Yep.
And so
you
got to
be available, right?
Right.
You got to be available, right?
The best ability is availability. And there's also speculation, which we can get into, that they will trade him this year, despite what they're saying or what Schefter's reporting. And now the team, of course, that everybody's looking at is New England. So first, I want your general thoughts on this. I think they're taking a quarterback, whether it's Justin Fields, Zach Wilson. Maybe they like a couple guys, and they're like, look, either one of them is good, and that assures them of getting who they want at three. And then I think the question, Rob, is if you're New England, are you cool going with Cam this year, or do you try to bring back Garoppolo?
I think there's always going to be an affinity for Garoppolo there, only because, you know, that was Bill Belichick's baby. He had all set up to replace Tom Brady. So I just think that, you know what I mean? If he does get a chance, I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, Chris, but, you know, if they're keeping him this year and Cam just signed a one-year deal, do you know what I mean? It could work out.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. It doesn't have to be this year.
No, I don't think it has to be this year. Let him play there, and then he could come back to New England. If Cam lights it up and they make the playoffs and win 10 games, then maybe you don't go that route. Do you know what I mean? But if that's not the case, Chris, then you have another option. So I think they'll keep an eye on him to see what happens this year in San Francisco. But it just tells you where we are in the NFL when I think of today and what they did, in that quarterbacks who get you to the Super Bowl aren't valued the same way as they were years ago. Not that long ago. If you went to a Super Bowl, Chris, that would buy you time. That doesn't buy you any time.
Well, don't you
anymore.
Think he falls into that Trent Dilfer, Brad Johnson category where, yes, he got you to the Super Bowl? I'm talking about in their eyes, in many people's eyes, I think. I actually think he's had something to do with it because the proof is just in the pudding that he's won games. I mean,
but the other thing, too, is I get it. People like the shiny new toy. There's no guarantee. We just saw Matthew Stafford with a big arm, Chris, play 12 years in Detroit and not win a playoff game, right? That's with a stud quarterback, right?
I mean, look at the guy that's in New York, and look, the jury's still out on him, but there are some people that think Sam Darnold is a bust. I don't know that he was the third pick,
but
like
this
he
is
was
what I'm
valued
saying.
Josh Rosen.
It's not automatic.
Same draft. Yeah, Josh Rosen, he was the 10th pick. People loved him. Some people. You know, I mean, like, it is not unusual to see high picks struggle at quarterback.
Right. But I'm saying, like, it's one thing to be like, okay, yeah, that was nice. You got us to the Super Bowl or whatever. And maybe if you coach differently down the stretch, Chris, in the last 7 or 8 minutes, he'd be Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Right.
I'm serious. Took the ball out of his hands. Ran the football like they had done the entire postseason, right? They ran the football in the first three quarters of that game. I didn't understand why that stopped. But anyway, I'm just saying, you can go ahead and discard the guy and go to the next guy. It ain't automatic. I say the same thing with the Rams. I get it. Fell out of love with Jared Goff. There's no guarantee that Matthew Stafford's going to ultimately get you to where Jared Goff got you. You could say on paper it looks like an upgrade. I got it. I'm not blind, but it's not automatic.
Yeah, and I do think, though, a big part of this, Rob, is Garoppolo's injuries. Like, if he were healthy, I don't know that they'd be looking for another quarterback. Obviously, there's some people that just don't think he's that good. But like I said, he's won for them. He's 24-8 in San Francisco. And without him, they're not even close to that record over the same period of time. So if I'm New England, Rob, I would try to bring back Garoppolo. I do think at this point in time, I would rather have him quarterback in my team than Cam. And that hurts me to say because Cam, you know, has been on a level that Garoppolo's never reached. You know, MVP of the league, got a team. Although at Garoppolo, they both got teams to the Super Bowl. But Cam was a much more of a driving force on that team. And I expected him to play well last year. I think he'll play better this year than he did last year. But I don't think he'll get back to being what he was in Carolina during his heyday or that close to that. I think Garoppolo in New England, I think he'd be very good there. I think he would. I think they'd be a real tough team in the AFC with him. Look, if they can't get him this year, maybe they can get him next year. So you're right. You have a year to play with. But if I were them, I would try to get him sooner rather than later. It's interesting. Brandon Marshall, our colleague here at FS1, he said this morning, and you know he talked with Cam on his podcast, I Am Athlete. He said he thinks if they went for Jimmy Garoppolo, New England, or if they got him, that Cam might ask for a trade. But my thing is, or a release or something, like where's Cam going? I don't know that anybody else would want it. I think Cam, the best thing for him to do would be to – you think he would do it?
Yeah, from the standpoint that I think if you go back, it's just what we just talked about. That was Belichick's first girlfriend. I mean, if he's going back to get her, right, then you're probably going to be out anyway, Chris, and rather than have the embarrassment of being cut or saying they don't want you, you ask out.
But what if nobody wants to trade for it? I mean, obviously teams have been breaking down his door.
But I'm saying it's still different about leaving on my own accord compared to them putting me out the door. It would be a pride thing. I'm with you. I know what you're saying. It would just be a pride thing.
Yeah. I mean, because my thing, and I don't know that Cam's ready to go there, but I think that Cam at some point, unless he has a great year, what I would want from – if I'm Cam, if I was going to New England and they brought in Garoppolo, I would be like, look. And look, it seems like they respect him. Belichick seems to really like him. So I think Belichick would, you know, do this for him. I would just ask if I'm Cam, give me a fair shot. In training camp, let's make it an open competition. If you can do that, if you can promise me the best man's going to start, then I'm all good. And if Jimmy G beats me out, fine. But promise me that. And if they can't promise him that, then I hear you. I'm asking for a trade. I'm asking for a release, whatever. Unless he's just willing to accept being a backup, which might be the case anyway, if he goes somewhere else. So it's interesting. But, yeah, I would rather go with Jimmy G if I'm New England, if they can get him over Cam. What do you think? 877-99 on Fox. Should the Patriots make a big play for Jimmy G, try to bring him back to New England, and would you rather have him or Cam as your starting quarterback up in Boston this season? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. We are just getting started. 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance. Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
It is the iCouple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS and save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. Also, we're brought to you by AutoZone, which has more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery, which is available on more than 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Rob, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. Who would you rather have in New England, Garoppolo or Newton?
All right, let's kick it off with Dre in Michigan. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what it do, fam? Y'all all right?
What's up, man?
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Hey, to me personally, I wouldn't trade for Jimmy G for the simple fact that he's been hurt so much. So I'm not about, for what they're going to want for him, I'm not about to give him no draft capital. I'd rather just draft me a quarterback. Since Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels are supposed to be these gurus, draft you a quarterback, let Cam be the stopgap for that quarterback. So I wouldn't really trade
for him. That's
not
a bad idea. I mean, if I like Mac Jones, again, especially, you know, New England might be able to make more out of him just because of his style of play. If he's there at 15, they could take him. You know, who knows if he'll be there. But that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is, but.
Because Jimmy G is hurt too much,
but,
Rob.
But there's
I mean,
a history,
I don't know
though.
What the heck.
There's a history.
I get
I'm
you.
Just,
but you know what I'm saying. Part. Like, he got to be. Dude, is half the time he's hurt.
But Bill Belichick, come on. Tell me he didn't have his chest stuck out when they got to the Super Bowl with him.
And
Bill
was
saying, I told you. You know what I mean? I bet that's what he was feeling. Jeremy.
And Kraft, I think, had his chest stuck out this year, right?
Oh, yeah. before that happened. Right. Jeremy in Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jeremy?
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, Jimmy Garoppolo is overrated to me. I think he is not as great a quarterback as everybody says he is, and if New England takes him, they're idiots. And I'm not saying that I think Cam's the answer for them. I think he is for this next year, right. But he's not the long term answer. They're going to have to draft somebody, but neither one of them is the long term answer. And to me, don't trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, when you have Cam Newton there in place, who's been in the system. I understand that he played for him and everything before. And knew the system, but Cam's in the system now. You know what
right.
I mean?
He's and there. Jeremy, you make total sense, but how about this? If they wait a year knowing that they draft a quarterback, he's going to be expendable next year, right? Or they're not going to keep him, and the Patriots can just wait and see how Cam plays this year. Chris, would you be into that? Like,
so saying what, draft a quarterback, keep Cam for this year and draft a quarterback at 15?
No, like – wait on Jimmy Garoppolo, not this year, next year.
No,
wait
no
on
yeah,
him.
I think the first caller made a great point that Jimmy G's injury history means don't give up much for him in a trade, which makes sense, Rob.
Well,
you
that's
can
what
trade
I'm
a lot
so,
for him, and
so
he gets
don't
hurt
do
again.
Anything this year.
Yeah, that makes
because
sense
because they're going to get rid of him anyway, right?
Yep.
So he might be available, and you don't have to give up anything. And
right.
this year
and
will
gonna,
tell you
even
what
if you
he
bring him
healthy?
There this year, right?
If
and if you bring him there this year, you're going to have to pay him.
Right.
Anyway, assuming you think he's your guy. Nah, I feel you on that. I think that makes
work
sense.
Like that.
I think Hank that makes
in,
sense.
Hank in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Hank?
Well, hey, guys. How y'all doing? Look, quick shout-out to Up On Game this Saturday, Fox show with Plax, LeVar, and TJ. Man, they're awesome.
Yes.
Starting to fall in with those guys, man. Plax is a homeboy. I'm from his area of Virginia, 757.
Are you serious?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact,
so the next time, hey, the next time you call in, tell him he owes me Jordans, but that's another story. All
right. Does he?
Right, I will.
He doesn't owe me yet. He bet me that the Nets wouldn't be one of the top two teams in the Eastern
wow.
Conference Finals.
I got to call Plax. He's doing that. So your high school, you beat Plaxico in high school football? Is that what you were about to say?
Actually, what happened is his high school in Virginia opened up in like 1982. My high school, Deep Cleveland, D'Angelo Hall, went with one of the first teams to schedule Green Run. So we kind of got like a little vibe. We've been talking about that kind of stuff. And anyway, look. I think Cam is in a great position in here as well. Let's say that you guys let's factor in everything. Belichick loves him some Garoppolo, so we all know that. Cam, let's say he gets out of his contract, and like you said, Bill Belichick likes him. He's going to do him right. And Cam takes him a nice little step out to the Dallas Cowboys backup role. How about that?
Wait, so they trade for Garoppolo, and then they trade.
Go
Cam
ahead and release Cam,
Dallas?
You know, with a handshake and you know some extra money in his pocket.
Right,
and move Cam skip over to the Cowboys. Can you imagine? You know, the lead option was Zeke Elliott. You know, some extra power at all the line comes back, and all those weapons. And
here's,
that, you
here's
know, that ankle.
I've talked about Cam, Rob, not wanting to be a backup. But I think there's another element to it, too. If he goes to the wrong team as a backup, like he's such a respected and well-liked guy around the league by players, right? And what he's done in the past, and he's a physical specimen, that if he's backing up anything but an absolute superstar, if things start to go south a little bit with your starter, I think it could possibly be somewhat of a quarterback controversy in your locker room, or maybe, but less likely among the fans, but certainly in your locker room. Like, if he went to Dallas and Dak started off poorly, you know, not just the first couple games, but, you know, over 5-6 games, you couldn't – could you see, like, hey, you know, see what Cam can do? I mean, player – I know they love Dak down there in the locker room too, but players love Cam.
Yeah, I don't know. I think with Dak and his contract and whatnot, I don't think that that just would be an issue. I really don't. Not at this point. And not where Cam is coming from. Because he, by this point, he would have been let go of two teams. Nobody wanted to sign him. He had to take low money from the Patriots 2 years in a row. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't have any moxie.
He doesn't have any moxie. I agree with you, but I think players value Cam far more teams or the executives and all that. And I side with the executives on this one because I don't think Cam has that much left, but we'll see this year. All right, we got Vinny Goodwill, Rob Parker's ex-nephew. Yes, there are
such
things.
Let's keep it that way.
Coming up.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Yahoo Sports senior NBA writer, does a terrific job there. Also, for 5 years, had the distinction. I'll let him put the adjective on it, but the distinction of being Rob Parker's nephew. So that's over though. But man, Vinny Goodwill,
we'll always be family, no matter what, right, Vinny?
The thing that you talk about is not that it happened, but that it's over. Thank goodness it's over.
That's why we're having dinner tomorrow night in downtown Detroit, right?
You're paying, right?
You're paying. I'm coming to your town. You're paying. All right.
All right, Vinny. One thing that's also over is the trade deadline in the NBA. Rob and I thought the Lakers missed an opportunity. Rob might even say blew it because he doesn't think they're coming out of the West.
Yes.
I think they can still come out of the West, but missed a really good opportunity to go ahead and get Kyle Lowry. And I know a lot of people like Talen Horton Tucker. I think he's probably a good player in the future, but not, to me, not worth holding up that trade when it should be win now in L.A. What are your thoughts on that? I know a lot of people disagree with my and Rob's line of thinking.
I think the bottom line is this. Like, we can say all we want about Kyle Lowry or Talen Horton Tucker or anybody else. If LeBron James and Anthony Davis ain't healthy, they ain't winning nothing.
Agreed. And you think that's better, you think that's more likely than not that they both won't, because they both got to be close to 100%. You think that's more likely than not that they won't be?
I think I have a little more faith in LeBron being healthy, even though that right high ankle sprain is something that you can't mess around with. I think if they played a long game with him and they make sure that he's ready whenever he steps back out there, because you know he's not going to come back at half strength, sit back out, and then try to heal some more. So I think if you played a long game with him, no matter where you are in the standing, I don't care about home court advantage. There is no home court this year. They could slide all the way to eight for all I care. As long as they're in, they'll be fine. Anthony Davis is a different story because he has a history of getting hurt. If there's one thing we know about Anthony Davis, is he's going to play well, and at some point, the man is going to get hurt. So he's just gotten hurt, and it's the calf, and is it the Achilles, and it's kind of like that Kevin Durant thing a couple of years ago where you're not really sure where things stand. But I think if LeBron is at 100% and Anthony Davis is at 75 or 80%, it don't matter who else they got. They could have Rob Parker playing point guard and they'll be fine.
Man, are you kidding? You don't know my ball skills. I can
I've
see
seen
the court.
You play, Rob.
Rack that, Alex.
Right. Vinny, what about the Clippers? Chris and I think that they made out with playoff Rondo and that it upgrades the point guard position. He's a facilitator, and if they can get, you know, what he gave the Lakers in the postseason, it could be good for the Clippers.
It's so hard for me to say because you look at the raw numbers. The raw numbers, he's averaging 4 points and 4 assists, and the advanced stats have never been kind to him. But you look at the way he plays, the spirit and how he plays, and the way that he gets teams organized, like that means something. I think the Clippers would have been better off with a more aggressive point guard, and by aggressive, I don't necessarily mean like shoot first. they need somebody, Chris, and I think you can understand this, they need somebody that can shift the defense, that can make defenses uncomfortable, not just be a table setter, but can draw two defenders and kick it and get open shots for other guys, and not just Kawhi and Paul George, but for everybody else on the roster. If Rondo's aggressive and he's doing that, cool. But on another note, I just want to know what Kawhi Leonard's going to do when Rajon Rondo starts barking at him and tells him to go stand his behind in the corner. That's what I'm waiting to see.
Well, that and Nate, look, they brought him there for some leadership.
And Kawhi and you're right, signed we'll off see, on it, though.
We'll, yeah, I mean, they feel like Kawhi and PG respect him. And, you know, but you're right. I mean, I don't know when the last time somebody did that with Kawhi. So it'll be interesting. Now, Vinny, you're in Detroit. And Andre Drummond, you've obviously seen a ton of him. I think he's going to end up with the Lakers. He's looking at several teams, the Clippers, the Knicks, the Celtics, and the Hornets. How much, let's assume he goes to the Lakers or the Clippers. How much can he help a team? Because his numbers are great, you know, his traditional numbers. But it almost feels like he's a dinosaur just from another era. And, like, can he come in and really help one of these contenders?
You can say he's a dinosaur, but the two best players in the NBA this season are Joel Embiid and Nikola Jokic, and those dudes are centers and 7 feet
tall.
But
they do play outside a lot more than
Drummond. I agree. But wherever he goes, it's going to be a reflection of that team's need to defend one or both of those guys, because you're going to have to see either Jokic and or Embiid if you have designs on winning the championship. And I think also you got to factor in the Knicks, because the Knicks have cap space. And Drummond, although he's made a lot of money, he's probably looking forward to his next contract. He's not an old dude that's on the back end that you usually think of in the buyout market that's just looking to latch onto a championship team. So there's that. But I do think you're right, Chris, in the way that if you limit his role to playing above the rim, rebounding, and doing those type of things where basically you're not asking him to create shots, you're not asking him to play in the post, yeah, he can help you, because rebounding to me is still a valuable thing, especially in the playoffs where you need to maximize possessions, especially when you need to have a big 7-footer down there that makes you at least think about going down there. You know what I mean? Even though he's not a traditionally great shot blocker, he is somebody
he's
you have
big,
to factor
still.
In.
Right.
You notice him when he's out there. So I do think that if he goes to the Lakers, clearly that's going to bolster their front court and takes the pressure off of Anthony Davis, assuming he comes back, where he doesn't have to defend a Jokic or one of those type of guys all the time. But I think it's more or less a supplemental thing. I don't think it's something where he's going to change your life. I think if you've got a good front court, you'll have a great front court. If you have a bad front court, you'll have a better front court.
Did Orlando do the right thing to just blow that whole thing up and get rid of everybody?
Rob, Rob, you know what that's like? That's like every ex-girlfriend you've ever had. They dumped you 6 months too late. That's what the Orlando Magic. It has been a long time coming for them. They have been, you know, treading the water. And my thing is this. If you're not going anywhere, if the guys you've got, like, it's not like Nikola Vucevic and Aaron Gordon are bad players, but they need something better to be around to be more effective. And clearly that mix wasn't working there. You're in Orlando. It's not a big market. You're better off trying to start over, getting the lottery. You know what I think everybody is doing? I think Houston and Orlando are petitioning the NBA to get Cade Cunningham. It's almost like they're petitioning for hardship. We're being so bad of an organization. We're dumping away everybody. We're losing 20 straight games. Please just give us some lottery luck like you gave to Cleveland and New Orleans. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Nah, look, I think especially Houston, my goodness, they got nothing to show for James Harden. We got 30 seconds left for you to answer this one, Vinny. It's early. I know things will change. But right now, where are you at on MVP? We like Harden, but it seems like I'm looking at a lot of lists and voters on TV, and it seems like people aren't really feeling Harden. Go ahead. Where are you at? You hold Houston against him too? Because some people do.
Absolutely. That's 11% of the season. You held that franchise hostage. I do love the way that he's playing now, but we can't act like that doesn't exist. You know what I mean? We can't. Magic Johnson got Paul Westhead fired in 1982. Damn near averaged a triple-double, like 18, 9.5, and 9.7 assists, and finished 12th in MVP voting. That's the historical precedent I'm using for James Harden. If you blow up a team on the way out, you ain't winning MVP no matter what you do.
That's ridiculous. If they if they win at the clip, they're winning. What is it? 16 out of 18. Right, they lost the other
16
night.
16 out of 18 with him, but with him playing.
Yeah, with him, he didn't play that night. Are you? So you mean to tell me KD comes back? He continues to ball at this rate. They win 39 of their last 45, and you're going to tell me that you don't think he would be worthy of the MVP?
He's not even the best player on his own team. And secondly, I will put Jokic and Embiid over him.
But what if Embiid – see, I had Embiid before he went down.
And he's not going to play,
he's
right?
He's going to miss too many games. LeBron's obviously going to miss too many games. And Jokic, I hear you if they get, say, to a top three seed. But what if they're the fifth seed?
Nikola Jokic is putting up numbers at a raw number rate and advanced stats rate. That's historical. That's like Larry Bird, not just because he's white.
And if, they're fifth or sixth, you're going to tell me that those numbers are going to be – that's all you're looking at are those numbers.
No, it's 11% of the season. When you start off with the Houston Rockets and you tank it the way that you did, you compromise the integrity of the game. You playing this way is a greater indictment of how bad you played on your way out of Houston and how unprofessional
But, Vinny,
you were.
I think it was more like five games because the first three he balled. And he was like, oh, they just going to keep me here as long as I come out here and play Mr. Nice Guy and ball.
All right, we got to go.
Saying?
But, Vinny, you're driving me crazy. Don't bring this to the dinner table tomorrow night.
Rob, stick to baseball and strippers. I got the basketball, okay?
That's our man, Vinny Goodwill, Yahoo Sports senior NBA writer, does a terrific job. Check it out. He's funnier. He's much funnier than Rob Parker.
Yeah, that's funny. All right,
my man. Good job, Vinny. Peace, bro.
Y'all take it easy.
Yep. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Uh-oh. 1979. I can picture Rob Parker in some bell bottoms. Huge afro. Getting down at the skating rink. Is that you? Is that you, Rob?
I was there. That you? Yes. I used to go roller skating on Saturday night on a date. I remember those days.
Were wow. you one of those big dancers on, you know, I could skate, but I wasn't out there getting down. You know what I mean? Some people just crazy with the dancing on the skate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wasn't that guy.
He was like me. All right. I hear you on that one. It's the iCouple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. All right, Rob, we got just a couple minutes. Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed Leonard Fournette. No surprise to me. I was virtually certain he'd be back. I didn't think there'd be a huge market for him, as great as he was in the playoffs. And he is back. And they brought everybody back. Ndamukong Suh, Rob Gronkowski, Chris Godwin, Levante David, everybody that they wanted that was going to be a free agent that was important to that team, they brought back. The only one left is Antonio Brown, and I think he'll be back. I like it. A lot of times you like to tweak it a little, but I feel like they were so new that they didn't even get to know themselves till over halfway through the season, figure out who they were as a team and what type of team they wanted to be, and offense and all that. So I think this is different than a team that's been together for several years running it back. Also, I think Antonio Brown, who, remember, he was only there half a season. I think I think he's going to have a really good year if he comes back for the whole season. You got O.J. Howard, the tight end, who's really talented. He's been coming back. He was hurt most of last year. And so I think that this is a smart move, and a lot of teams don't run it back too, Rob, because they lose, you know, if a guy's a free agent, he's coming off a Super Bowl, a lot of time they get paid. You know, teams are looked, it ups their value because they won the Super Bowl. So I think this is good for Tampa. I think this is the right move for them to basically run it back.
Yeah, I mean, I could see why they did it. I don't think that guarantees anything. I think it's hard to repeat. A lot of things have to go right. They could try to run it back. I think it'll be really hard to win
second. The chances are they won't, right?
No, right.
It's been 20 years. Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't happen. Look at Chris, you know
Tom
this.
Tom Brady was the last one, but it's been 20 years.
You know Kansas City. Everybody thought it was automatic that they were going to, whoa, they got, right. What you call it, he took less money and left money for his teammates. They brought back this guy. Am I right? Everybody yep.
and they were
thought they were going to
like
win.
They thought they were going to run it back.
Right,
too.
And they didn't win. It's hard. It's hard.
Nah, it's tough. It certainly doesn't guarantee it, but I like what they're doing. I think them and Green Bay. The Rams will be tough, but I think those are the two front runners. And I'm not writing off the Niners either. All right, it's the iCouple. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here for your entertainment pleasure. Fox.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.